Thank you so much for pressing play. My name is Kim Kardesha, and I have a message to share with you from the horses this past week. And this message was kind of a big one. I heard it from many of the horses, and what it has to do with is abolishing this idea or notion or belief, I guess, that you can't let your horse get away with something. And fortunately, the horses showed me this, not because we got into an argument, but because they showed me where they needed support. And if I listened enough, they could help me understand how. And one of the areas that this came about was practice trailering loading. Or trailer loading. And the horses that I have, oftentimes I have no clue what happened to them in the past. And from some of their reactions, I can deduce that it wasn't something very pleasant for them, or it actually hurt them or caused them some type of mental distress as well. And a lot of us horse people have seen so much hoopla at times for a very, a very nice and non-dramatic term. But, you know, there can be a lot of drama around horses that won't get into a trailer. And so my goal when I get a new horse or a horse that I know has some challenges about this issue is to, as much as I can, allow it to be their choice to get on the trailer. And of course, we don't always have the room and option to give them choices, you know, if they have to go to the horse hospital or something has to happen like that. But we can do a lot of homework if we know that a horse has a challenge so that we can help it be successful in those times where something needs to happen. And the one horse that I just got done working with, so she's more on my mind, is Delilah. And she will exhibit some stress symptoms from being around the trailer, such as she'll, standing in one place, she'll stretch her neck out, turn her head sideways, and, you know, kind of grit her teeth, clench her teeth. And open and close them. It's not licking and chewing. It's a very different motion. And there's a different feel from her when she does that too. And so in those moments, you know, where she has either exhibited that response or just because I know it's there, if she pauses before she walks towards the trailer or after she puts her front feet on the ramp, I let her do that because it's a big deal for her. And for her to do it willingly when, you know, I have no idea what's going on in her head. If she feels like she's going to be hurt, if she feels like she could be walking into a lion's den, if her life is in danger, I'm guessing that something pretty significant is going on within her. Because most times she will just follow me whenever I invite her to go with me. And if I instead had the approach that, you know, if she didn't get in that trailer, then she was getting away with something, and instead of working together, I'm going to pit us against each other. And, you know, as we are trying to develop partnership, harmony, teamwork with our horses, being pitted one against the other will put us on opposing teams, and then things turn into a competition rather than, you know, that beauty of working together to achieve a goal. But of course, in my world, the working together oftentimes is the best part of the goal. But it helps to have a place to direct our partnership towards, because in so doing, it brings us closer together. And again, if I look at, all right, we have this challenge to get in the trailer, it becomes, how can we do that rather than how can I make the horse do that? And I can think of an example too. Gosh, this was many years ago before I really, really started taking that path less traveled and asking my horses for their opinions, much less just kind of noting them. I was in the barn bridling one of my horses, and as I went to put the bridle on, my horse opened his mouth and took the bit in. And my sister was standing there, and one of our friends was like, oh my gosh, did that really happen? And, you know, I was fortunate. It had become so normal in my world that for a minute I didn't know what she was talking about. My sister said, yeah, all her horses do that. And it's true. They opened their mouth, they took the bit, and we went on. And I, you know, when I was reflecting back on that, thinking about oftentimes, you know, we were, if the horse didn't open its mouth for the bit and not a lot used to that I worked around, you were supposed to, you know, put your finger in their mouth and tickle their tongue until they opened the mouth, and then you could slip the bit in. And of course, nothing was inhumane or abusive about that, but it was just taking the time to see where the horse was. And it was, you know, we put things on our time schedule. Okay, I need you to put the bit in your mouth now because I only have 10 minutes to get in the arena, or whatever the case was. And not saying necessarily that that is wrong or that sometimes those things don't happen. You know, you're riding in a clinic or you're in a show and, okay, well, it's like, come on, let's just do what we need to do to get this done together. And if you've taken the time to be really curious about your horse's opinions, their timeline, because they kind of don't have it. But if we pay more attention to what's going on with them and support them and encourage them to make a choice, most of the time they do when we give them the support that they need. I think that's one of the most wonderful things about our horses is they do the best that they can to honor our invitations and requests. And considering that they're prey animals and we're predators, just that in itself is kind of an amazing thing, and what a gift they give to us. So just wanted to, I'm sorry so you can hear the tractor in the background, but I'm in here with Annie and Delilah, and I just really wanted, before it slipped my mind, to share that message that the horses want us to know that the more we can just eliminate that idea of the fact that we can't let them get away with things, it will help our partnership so much with them. And Annie would also like to have me remind everybody, including myself, to be gentle with ourselves on the learning curve, because not only is that idea predominant in the horse world that you can't let your horse get away with something, but oftentimes it's pretty pronounced in our society too. So if you slip into that for some reason, or there's a place where you didn't listen to your horse as much as you would have liked to, or for a time restraint you couldn't, to make it just be part of the learning curve and make it be okay, and then go on to the next best place. So thank you so much for listening to this very important message. If you would like a little more horse inspiration, check out our Facebook page, Hidden Promise. Our website is confidencethroughconnection.com, and I'll look forward to talking with you soon. Bye for now.